the fine line of dine and dash. In English, there's a phrase, dine and dash, that literally means to eat and run away, but actually refers to the act of leaving a restaurant without paying after having a meal. Recently, a social media post by Okinawa Soba Mine, a soba restaurant in Okinawa, became a topic of discussion. The post mentioned that a family of five had left without paying, forgetting to settle their bill. The reply section was filled with various opinions, such as, it's dine and dash, but they're being kind about it, and such oversights happen often. This case highlights the ambiguity in defining dine and dash. Is it a malicious act deliberately avoiding payment, or simply an act of carelessness? The line between the two can sometimes be very thin. In the United States, dine and dash is considered a serious crime, potentially resulting in fines or imprisonment. In Japan, however, the possibility of it being an honest mistake is often considered, and restaurants frequently handle such situations discreetly. I myself have experienced a moment of almost being suspected of dining and dashing while traveling abroad, confused by language barriers and unfamiliar payment systems. Fortunately, thanks to a quick-thinking staff member, the situation was resolved. This experience made me acutely aware of how cultural and customary differences can lead to unexpected misunderstandings. Of course, intentional dining and dashing is an unacceptable act. However, it might be important to approach such situations with the presumption of good faith, as Okinawa Soba Mine did. Sometimes, apparent cases of dining and dashing can be products of misunderstanding. Such flexible responses may be necessary in our modern society that values diversity.